Steiny, you're wrong, buddy.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Who was the guy who was wrong who said I was wrong?
It was wrong.
Oh, yeah, he's still
speaking
you won't
of
let
wrong.
That go. Speaking of wrong, like clockwork.
But that's where you're getting it wrong.
Like clockwork, the text came onto the thread last night at 7:04.
From?
Celtics are fake.
Dude, I told you guys.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Eric Spoelstra never has won Coach of the Year. That's that's
have
Macbeth.
You have you noticed?
That's NBA Macbeth. He's a bad ass.
Have you noticed?
They play tough.
Just FYI, have you noticed that all these teams that supposedly stink and they're fake, they're actually in the playoffs. But the team you think is really good and still is capable of winning a title.
Yeah.
Finished in 10th place. Yeah,
right. So, real cool, got to do my top five sitcoms of all time.
Okay.
We're going to do a draft. But before, I got some breaking news that happened yesterday. This is great.
That's literally.
The San Jose Sharks have fired their head coach.
Quinny?
Do you know his name?
It's Quinn. Yeah. His last name's Quinn.
But I hate that you know that.
Yeah, I do.
David Quinn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they had a tough
year. I had you.
Sharky's had a tough
year. Dude, it was.
Hey, by the way,
bad.
I gotta fix something on my list, and I purposely kept it.
Just stinking from the head.
Thank
you,
Priest.
The greatest.
I held my draft for my golf courses.
Oh yeah,
and I purposely omitted country clubs.
You regret it?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
because I would put a certain country club.
Give
into
it to
my the Contra Costa Country Club.
Okay.
Wonderful golf course. Right. Beautiful people. Just wonderful.
Did they reach out to you? Somebody?
No.
All right. Well, if
what
we're doing
that,
let me do my.
Oh, you want to change?
I'm gonna add a rapper.
Okay.
Spice One from Hayward.
Of course.
And
Spice.
I know him. Chico. Yeah.
All right.
Trigger's got no heart. These are all right. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
My top five sitcoms of all time.
In honor of draft day, Guru and I are holding independent drafts. And
number
this is
five.
Darryl the Guru Johnson's top five. Sitcoms.
Yeah, of all time.
Sitcom.
Number five. Martin. Shout out Martin Lawrence. That was a great. I still watch it, Steiny. Number four. Elizabeth. Sanford and Son. Yeah, Steiny didn't know. Number three. The Jeffersons. Moving on up. Number two. I just want to go to a place where they know my name. Cheers, Steiny. Yeah. Shout out to Sam Malone. And
number one,
Mr. Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, the greatest sitcom ever invented. The show was based on his life, his real life. He made a show out of it. Larry David's that is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What was that list of?
Sitcoms.
It's okay.
Did somebody get in your ear?
Yeah. Somebody got in my ear.
Dude, I got it. Yeah. Those are my top five.
Hit me again, Spadoni.
Any problems with that list, Donnie? Cheers, Jeffersons, Martin. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No Seinfeld.
I like Seinfeld. I got to it late.
What about
Alice was up there too.
So you wouldn't consider like the Brady Bunch as a sitcom?
No, it was honorable mention.
Okay.
Good Times is honorable mention.
Oh,
does a sitcom have to have a laugh track?
Now that we're talking eras then, though,
because
right?
Because that would exclude Curb, because it doesn't have a laugh track.
Yeah, that's got to be a sitcom though. Right? Yeah,
but same with The Office, right?
Oh, The Office.
I never watched The Office.
It's pretty good.
They got memes though.
Parks and Recs, I've never really gotten into.
Fresh Prince.
No.
Yeah.
Family Matters.
No. And let me tell you.
Really not
Family
Matters.
Let me tell you the show. But, is that the one with Urkel?
Yeah.
That's out.
That's Family Matters.
Yeah, that's out. That's not on the list.
The Jeffers. All in the Family was right there, too. Meathead.
You ever see some old clips of All in the Family?
Dude, you couldn't have it.
No, you couldn't.
Full House.
And him and the Jeffersons were neighbors. The Jeffersons was a spinoff.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one me real quick, and then we'll jump into some calls.
Take your time.
Well, I've got
boss is doing something in there. He's got people in there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who's he yelling at?
Well, he ain't yelling at him. Whitley's in there.
Oh, he never.
I'm not being nosy. I just looked in because there's a window. But go ahead.
All right, here's my list. Which one do you want to do? Pick up basketball.
Your crutches. People
documentaries.
Want your crutches for the show.
Okay. All right. Give me some music, please.
Yeah. We could do 10 if you like.
Sorry,
on this
I thought we only did one draft per.
Oh, boy.
So you had to push a button you didn't think you were going to have to push?
I mean,
what are we talking about? Okay, so this is show crutches.
Go 5-1. Yeah.
And I guess the thing with this is, I guess number I'll do five. My list, and then everybody else can throw in a million other ones. All right, my show crutches, what I lean on when I get into trouble.
We might fact check you.
Number one. Touching the microphone.
Oh, boy.
Touching the microphone.
You are the king.
Is number one. Number two, fidgeting.
Number two.
Fidgeting is a show crutch.
Oh!
Number three, Uncle Looney.
Number three.
Uncle Looney I use as a show crutch.
Kevon?
No, Uncle Looney on the text line. He usually has something
I didn't know that.
I can always address something he said that's... Usually.
All right.
And then, apparently Shasky says that I start a lot of sentences with, I'd be shocked if. Now, I don't.
When did he tell you
even,
that?
This morning. I didn't even realize it. Do I do that? I'd be shocked
if. I had noticed.
Yeah, I haven't.
He also said he liked it.
Mark Abanez on you. Remember, Mark said you, what word do you use all the time? He's,
Or like.
Oh, like.
Oh, yeah, like.
Shout out, Mark.
All right, now we go to Brian. Brian's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Brian, what's going on, man?
No number five?
There's one more.
Uncle Looney, microphone touching, fidgeting, and I'd be shocked if. I'm sure people... Hey, what's up, Brian?
Back to
I got a Larry David story for you. Years ago, I was invited. Yeah, years ago, I was invited to a charity event that was hosted by Ray Romano, and the whole cast and crew were there. And it was a golf event, and they paired us up with a celebrity. And me and two other unsuspecting guys get paired up with Larry David.
Wow.
So we meet him out on the first tee. He kind of looked at us and said, hey, first guy gets up and hit his tee shot about 10 feet. Second guy gets up, his tee shot popped up the air, might have gone 30 yards. I get up there, and I crush it, except it went about 1,000 yards to the right. Larry gets up there, sees up his ball, looks around, and, you know, he hunches his shoulders, his hands go up in the air, he goes, well, I guess it's going to be one of those effing days. And he never said a word the entire rest of the round after that. So at dinner... That was, you know, dinner. He sat at a table all by himself. So what you see about Larry David is the truth. That guy is, he is wicked. He's just terrible to be around, but
Wow. Thanks, I don't like that for Larry. Come on, Larry.
You know?
How about you hit it straight?
Man, I believe that story. But sit by yourself? I could see you doing that.
There's an eye in David.
Well, I'm confused. I'm confused.
Oh, boy. Well, your list or mine?
You're telling me that Larry David says, I'll participate in a celebrity golf event, and I'll golf with three other guys, and I'm not going to say a word to him for the entire round? Come on.
Well, he said he'll participate. He didn't say he has to like anybody.
Never meet
sit
your hero.
By yourself?
Well, that part doesn't bother me.
It's a part
about golfing with three guys and not really talking to him. Although my dad said he kind of had something like that with Jack Nicklaus once. We got to be careful here. Remember, because sometimes the boss
Jack's
will be like,
at the game tonight.
Jack who?
Nicklaus.
Next question.
Evan, boy.
I don't think Jack Nicklaus is going to the Lakers game tonight.
Oh, man. One flew out of the cuckoo's nest.
And Zuki Main says, all those guys in Larry David's foursome all hit it longer than Guru.
Well, the second shot went about 150.
Yeah, that's still with your driver. I hate to break it to you 3 days later, but even your good drive was pretty lousy.
The 150?
Yeah.
They have that at the range.
Yeah, you should hit a driver. You're a big fella like you.
Yeah, well, you see me really in Berkeley hit it.
Yeah, you don't get the most out of your driver.
Your
swing is very flawed.
Like was the carry 150?
Of course not.
You don't know.
I do know.
Talked to the boss.
No, I saw it.
How? You didn't see, you're lying.
I'm not lying. I saw the first one go 2 inches, and then I saw the second one pulled left, dribble down the road, and down into that little gully.
No, it did. Now, you know what? I'm upset.
It went into the gully.
No.
I scouted the hole before
you did not see. That thing went 150 straight.
Let's get back to let's get back to the 49ers because they have a
and you didn't put no, I'm not going to answer on your top five crutches. Like when I throw a question at you.
Is that one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Evan, thanks. Evan over the top.
Okay. Hey, the morning show. Not the morning show. The afternoon show.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
That was
good. That's number seven.
Tim Kawakami of The Athletic was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe this? Take a listen. Because I was talking yesterday as though it was the other way around. Let me ask you what you think.
They came pretty close to trading Debo 2 years ago, and they didn't. In fact, I would say they probably were more willing to trade Debo Samuel 2 years ago after a monster season, you know, one of Kyle Shanahan's favorite players, than they are now with Ayuk. Although, the more you listen, the more you okay, maybe they are pretty close, or at least willing to talk on Ayuk.
All right, so he says the 49ers were still closer to trading Debo a couple years ago than they are Ayuk now. Mm. And I feel like it's the other way around. But it's just a feeling, so.
But you still felt like, because you said a couple of days ago, Stoney, you don't think he's getting traded. All right, Ayuk.
Sometimes a move can be just too risky. The path of least resistance might be to overpay, if that's an overpay in your mind, and just get him back in here and see if we can win a Super Bowl.
I mean, man, that makes a lot of sense.
That's obviously the – and that's
take
why,
an O-lineman tonight, and you got the other rounds to bolster up the O-line and other positions of need.
But if it were that easy, we probably wouldn't be talking about it like we're talking about it right now. Jerry is in Voltron is in Oakland. Oh, he's one of our favorites. What's up, Voltron? How you doing, man?
I'm good. What about you guys?
Hey. Oh, we're good.
Okay, good. So I have a question. What do you guys think about this? If the Niners trading Brandon Ayuk, the best team for them to trade is the Raiders, because the Raiders might get from Commander the second pick. They have to give up, you know, a receiver, one of their star players. And then in order to get to be on second pick, they're going to go for their quarterback. And then the Raiders need a receiver. Who else? Best suit is the Niners, Brandon Ayuk. Tell me what you guys think about that.
I mean, it's risky. It's more risky than trying to find a number for Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, which, by all accounts, Tony, I know we're. It's easy to say he's asking for the world. That is the one caveat we do not know about this puzzle. But again, you just said it, risky, and if it's about getting that damn Super Bowl that you've been close to twice in the last 5 years, Brandon Ayuk is going to remain on the outside as a threat to go with Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, and run it back as we talk about the Warriors.
888-957-9570. Coming up in 15 minutes, we're going to visit with Brad Graham. You can check out his YouTube page, at the SF Niners. We're going to get on into all things regarding the NFL draft, which starts tonight. Goes all weekend, obviously, and the 49ers with the 31st pick. What will they do? Let's go to Vince. Vince is in the city. Hey, Vince, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Just wanted to talk about this whole Brandon Ayuk situation. I feel like the decision kind of like it depends on how Kyle Shanahan wants to run the offense. If he wants to continue with this smash-mouth style of football, I don't see how Brandon Ayuk really fits that bill with the price tag that he wants, because you just re-signed Juwan Jennings, and he plays that role really well. And he's still a really good wide receiver. If a move has to be made, I see them maybe trading away Brandon Ayuk because, like I said, they got Juwan Jennings, and they can go maybe beef up a line position somewhere. Or the other flip side of it is if Kyle's, I feel like he might want to air it out more this season, then Debo would be the odd man out, and you would want to keep Brandon Ayuk because he is more of a pure wide receiver.
I think that's all in the equation. I think that's absolutely all in the equation. Here's another thing I was thinking about is the whole idea of Kyle Shanahan and his arrogance, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
What if Kyle Shanahan is thinking, you know, so conventional wisdom is, well, we got Ayuk, and he's been proven now. 4 years he's been in the league, and we know what his value is, and boy, if you draft a wide receiver that you hope is going to come in here and let's say start contributing halfway through the year, don't you think Kyle Shanahan somewhere in his mind says, well, you know what? We'll go out and draft another Brandon Ayuk this year. Only the guy we draft this year will have a better attitude coming in as a rookie than Brandon Ayuk. In other words, if Brandon would have done what we wanted him to do right off the bat, he would have played right off the bat more and been more of a contributor and been ahead of where he's at now, and then maybe we would be more willing to offer him the money that he wants.
I can't say that you're wrong, but I would have to tell you then the relationship is soured between Kyle and Ayuk, and every time we hear Kyle talk about, you know, if you want to call it a doghouse that Ayuk was in a couple years ago, Stani, he talks about the kid, he glows when he talks about him, from where they were, what he was, what he wanted Brandon to do. We talked about it when Brandon was having success on the field, Stani, that Brandon matured, checked all the boxes.
That's what they're saying.
And now I know, you know, for me, and I do this a lot of times in sports, I envision guys in different teams in different situations. And I believe if Brandon Ayuk was on the Cowboys and he was C.D. Lamb, he could put up those type numbers. But, so I believe Kyle knows that, and I don't think this is about.
But why would the Cowboys want Brandon Ayuk?
Oh no, I'm not saying that. Well, I'm just saying.
But that's kind of
it's about talent.
But right, that's kind of my point. Is I went down and I listed 10 great receivers.
You did.
Okay. Well. He's not going to those teams because they've already got great receivers. So
what if he went to the Steelers? What you know, and I know they got Pickens and Johnson.
Well, who's their quarterback? Russell Wilson,
yeah. Slash Justin
Fields.
I don't know.
Well, is that better than the 49ers? Will he catch more balls for the Steelers? I don't know.
Now, the thing about this whole situation is I keep going to Brandon's girlfriend, going on Twitter, you know, again, talking about this might be the last game. So that tells me they've talked about it.
Exactly.
I look at Brandon's face on the bench. He was despondent. So all of them were. And I know he probably was looking around, Stani, like,
blaming
I only got
else.
Five targets. What the F is
Six.
Going on? But, you know, again, it's about what does he want? And will money shut you up? And so if he gets the money, is him having 1,400 yards knowing I'm probably the third option on the team?
What's wrong with that? Like, what's wrong with that?
No, I'm not saying anything's wrong, but he wants to be compensated. So
you know
which
what?
One
like,
is it going to
he
be?
He may not be good enough to be the number one option on a really good team. Like, he might not be good enough because he might not be as good as the top eight receivers in the NFL. And then if he's not one of the top eight receivers, like, he's not as important as Christian McCaffrey on the 49ers.
Does that bother him? Like, does he think he can do more?
I'm sure he thinks he can do more, but will there ever be a time when he replaces McCaffrey in the pecking order? No chance.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so then the question becomes, who's more important, Debo or Brandon Ayuk?
Well, I told you, if I had to pick, and I think that's going to be the situation next summer for the Niners, it would be Ayuk for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I really don't know how to.
But you don't expect him traded tonight. We're together in that. Like, I'd stand it. I don't see it popping off.
Who knows? There's certainly been a lot of talk about it. How are the 49ers positioning themselves with this Ayuk situation? Here's Cal Kami.
The 49ers are positioning themselves around the league that they could trade Ayuk. Maybe that's the way to get the best trade offer. Maybe you put a scare in Ayuk. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's how they're positioning it, in the way I've heard. And I think Ayuk's camp is positioning it. Yeah, fine, trade us. We're going to go somewhere that will pass. We just want to get what's right. Both sides, maybe it's a stare down. Maybe it's a game of chicken. But you know what? Games of chicken sometimes end up in crashes. So I'm going to wait. It's going to be very dramatic. I guess there's a potential they could even do it the next day for a second-round pick. I think that would be silly. I think Brandon Ayuk, if you're going to trade him, you got to get a really good first-round pick and get a receiver that you know can plug right in there, because if they trade him for a second-round pick, boy, I think they really take a step backwards in this quest to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I agree with him.
Because All my sources are saying they're asking for a boatload.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant so they're not if he just, were out of town, like you it can't, would make your offense lesser.
No, I'm just saying, if the 49ers can say, no, we're interested in trading Ayuk. Okay, what do you want for him? Two firsts. You're not getting two firsts. Yeah. But no, we're interested in moving him. Well, you're not really interested. And then this is, I always come back to the
but
Garoppolo
But what do you get
thing.
From that? Scaring Ayuk? Because at the end of the day, when Tim said scare, I'm like, okay, Tim, you could put a scare in him, but I don't believe that's going to say, okay, you know what? I don't want that amount of money. Give me half of that and I'll be good. Like, the fear factor is, to me, pay me what my team thinks I'm worth. And that's the one piece
21.
We're missing.
We think you're worth $21 million.
Then you got to get me out of here.
Okay.
Well, I ain't
reporting. we're looking for two firsts. We're looking for two firsts.
Well, you don't
we're
get
probably
that.
Not. We're probably not yeah. going to get it.
I don't think you're getting
it. And then I'll tell you what, we'll catch you after the draft. And I'll tell you what, you're going to take 21 or 22. Yeah. You just will. Because that's the way we do it here in San Francisco. Like, they're not going to pay him
man.
Something they don't want to pay him. By the way, coming up in 10 minutes, Brad Graham. We're talking San Francisco 49ers draft. Brad Graham, you can check out his stuff on YouTube at the SF Niners. Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Appreciate the listening to the conversation. Good yep. talk. But, you know, I've been listening all week with the draft build-up, and it's all been about Ayuk.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a hot topic. But I think that's kind of distracting what the 49ers really need. And that's the offensive line and secondary. Because you look last year, they used zero draft capital on the offensive line. They didn't sign anybody the whole offseason.
Right.
You know, and then you look at the secondary. I mean, we had to resort to guys like Jason Verrett and Deontay Johnson. Like, I think that's something they need to worry about more than who's playing receiver. Because, you know, last year we had to have George Kittle in the Super Bowl stay and help our right tackle to block. Ayuk had a good season, but right now we have to get the trenches and tackle. I mean, it wasn't too long ago. We got all four quarterbacks hurt. I mean, protection is important. Yeah. And our secondary is, I get we have a good pass rush, but we've been getting by with guys. You know, I know Ward had an all pro type season. Hopefully he can, get another one in there, but I think secondary we're lacking depth, and offensive line has always been kind of a question mark. Because if you lose Trent Williams, all hell breaks loose. That's all everybody talks about. So we're so dependent on one person on the offensive line. So yeah, I get Ayuk is a hot topic, but because they didn't really do anything this offseason so thus far to address those positions. So I think tonight is very important. So more so than receiver. Offensive line and secondary help.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's going to be
the call.
Offensive lineman.
How much, E?
4.9.
$4.9 million, Juwan Jennings? I mean, see, that's the way sometimes businesses in the Niners would look at things. So we have Juwan Jennings for $5 million. Why would we pay Brandon Ayuk $25 million? He's not five times better than Juwan Jennings. So can you pay Juwan Jennings $5 million, you lose a little bit of production or a certain amount of production at wide receiver, and then you upgrade everywhere else so that maybe Brock Purdy's got more time? Can you be a better football team?
Yeah, more time to do what, though, Stoney, if you're throwing the left? Like,
throw to Jennings, third yeah, and one, Juwan?
Jennings is good, but
he's real good.
He's not worth a first like Cal. Ayuk's a baller, Stoney.
He is. But could they? Like
They could, but that would be.
I don't see the... Like, the idea that if we lose Ayuk, we're in big, big trouble, like, I don't think the Niners look at it like that. I think they're saying, obviously, we want Ayuk, but we've got somebody under contract who we think's
pretty
good.
Well, what did you draft him for? He turned in everything you drafted him for, right?
No. They don't think he turned in to a $30 million receiver, apparently. On the other side, we got Brad Graham. Brad Graham at SF Niners on YouTube. Check him out. Brad Graham coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You got nothing, Goo. You got nothing.
After our guest, I'll show you.
That's right. First things first, let's go out and talk to Brad Graham. You can check out his YouTube page at the SF Niners. Brad, what's going on, man?
Oh, just getting ready for a big draft day for the San Francisco 49ers, but I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, and you're on the perfect day, obviously. What do you expect to happen tonight? The 49ers have the 31st pick, and there's a lot of noise around wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. How do you think tonight plays out?
I think, number one, trying to figure out and see what is going to happen with Brandon Ayuk is that the number one on the list, because if the 49ers do try to trade him, it would likely try to be for a pick that is above 31. So it'll be interesting to see if that does occur, because that will likely be the first move that happens. But I was listening to Mike Florio earlier with Fonte and Shafty, and I thought, you know, he summed it up pretty perfectly. It's a high price for the 49ers to trade away Brandon Ayuk, you know, asking for a first-round pick, and then for the team to pay him as one of the top wide receivers in the class or in the NFL right now. So because of that, I do think there is a strong chance that Brandon Ayuk sticks around. You know, we did see a situation play out similarly with Deebo Samuel. There was a package given by the Jets. The 49ers ultimately turned it down, kept Deebo Samuel, paid him right before training camp. So that does feel like that could be the most likely outcome. However, you guys know just as well as I do, anything can happen on draft night when teams are trying to add as much talent as they can.
And we're joined by Brad Graham. You can check out his YouTube page at the SF Niners. Real quick, my understanding is if the 49ers are to move Ayuk, they would do it right before the selection that they trade for is picked. What would be the earliest you would expect any kind of Brandon Ayuk trade to occur? At what kind of number and what team?
It feels like right now that the highest it could be would be the Colts at 15. They obviously signed Michael Pittman. They have a rookie quarterback. Their wide receiver two spot's a little shaky, but they have a solid slot wide receiver in Josh Downs. And it feels like they could use a legitimate wide receiver one to kind of pair up with Pittman. But then also I could see potentially the Pittsburgh Steelers being very interested in Brandon Ayuk and getting a wide receiver to pair up with George Pickens. So it kind of feels like the highest I could see a potential trade going down would be pick 15 with the Colts. It feels like the sweet spot, though, would be maybe early 20s, and the latest I could see it going would be the Bills at 28.
Brad, let me ask you this. Obviously, the Niners offense as a whole in the Super Bowl didn't have the best day collectively, but everybody's talking, and I get it, that the offensive line is where they need to the position they need to draft. What word would you describe the current state of the Niners offensive line?
Well, I think when we look at the Super Bowl performance, I honestly don't hear a lot of people talk about the fact that Jonathan Feliciano got hurt early on in that game, and Spencer Burford had to step in, who has been a starter for the last couple years for the 49ers. But I do feel that Feliciano had brought a level of consistency to that group up front, specifically that right side. And when he went down, you could kind of feel that throughout the majority of the game. So the 49ers brought him back on a one-year deal, and I expect him to be slotted in as the starter moving forward for this year. And I do think that will bring a level of calm to that right side, especially with Colton McKivitz there as well. But I do think the 49ers are looking at this like, we have the starting line that took us all the way, you know, into overtime at the Super Bowl. Now, can we improve the offensive line? Of course. But I don't think they are looking to feel like they have to pigeonhole themselves at pick 31 to take offensive line if the right player isn't there. So I do think the offensive line can be upgraded, but I don't think you have to reach at 31 to get that done.
Brad Graham joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can check out his YouTube page at the SF Niners. Is there any scenario in which Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch may think, okay, if we start Juwan Jennings at wide receiver in place of Ayuk, who we trade, and we upgrade the offensive line and other areas, that we could still be an overall better football team, even though Ayuk is not on the team as a receiver?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think Juwan Jennings is a phenomenal player. You know, third and Juwan, what he does in big time moments. I mean, he was almost a Super Bowl MVP there for a second. But I also look at what Brandon Ayuk brings to the table for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, he was 31st in the NFL in receptions, but he was 7th in yardage. He is just a productive player. And also, too, when I look at Brandon Ayuk, I think about what he does as a blocker in this offense. And I think of some of the big-time plays that have happened just in the playoffs alone, where he has sprung, I think, a Deebo Samuel going about 60 yards up the left sideline against the Seattle Seahawks in the divisional round. I think of Christian McCaffrey busting a huge run against the Green Bay Packers up the middle for a big-time touchdown, with Brandon Ayuk making the final block. BA is such an integral part of what this offense does and has proven to be a trusted weapon of Brock. I feel like if the 49ers want to have their best shot at getting back to the Super Bowl, it would be with Brandon Ayuk a part of the team. And like I said, I feel like you can find offensive line in the mid rounds. There's guys like Blake Fisher that I really do like. You can find guys like Roger Rosengarten a little bit later. But unless you're trading up 15, 20 and taking a Troy Fautanu or someone like that, I really would think that Brandon Ayuk does give you your best shot, opposed to just having Deebo Samuel and Juwan Jennings, Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley, guys like that, try to get the job done. Obviously, still got George Kittle out there. But I do feel like Brandon Ayuk is a big part of this.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brad. You know, I'm looking at so many positions on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Chase Young is gone. Gregory, the Niners tried to enhance that. We saw Greenlaw get hurt in the Super Bowl. What is the theme of this draft, do you think, for the 49ers going into it tonight is going to be the theme?
Well, I think there's a lot of focus on the offense, and rightfully so. Like, you know, offense sells tickets and, you know, puts butts in seats, and we really appreciate what Shanahan does. But if there's anything that we've heard from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, is the emphasis on really building out this defense and the defensive line. So I really do think, you know, if we're talking theme, it might be solidifying the defense. I could see, you know, I know fans are already cringing as I'm saying this. I could see a situation where they go interior defensive tackle early. I could see them going cornerback early. I could see them adding a safety maybe in the second round, maybe third, fourth as well, and more edge help. So I really think when you look at what the 49ers did last year offensively, you had Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy put up MVP-style campaigns. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk was a second-team All-Pro player. George Kittle was the only tight end in the NFL who eclipsed 1,000 yards receiving, and they returned every starter on the offensive side. So I really do think that defense could be the theme of this draft coming up here.
We're talking to Brad Graham. You can check out his YouTube page at the SF Niners. Okay, a quick one here. What do you think the 49ers, who do you think they'll take? Give me a name of a player you think they'll take at 31 if he's there. And then give me a pick at 31, somebody you like, just a guy that you would like to see him take, maybe your dream pick.
Ooh, that's a good question. I could definitely see the San Francisco 49ers taking cornerback Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. They had him in on a 30 visit. He's one of the fastest, if not the fastest, cornerback in this class. He ran a 4.28, has him in the 99th percentile, and he has a good frame, 6'1", 170 pounds. And he's got phenomenal ball skills, great athlete. And I think when you look at it, he would be able to pair up with Charvarius Ward and D'Amador Lenore, who are both free agents at the end of this year. And if you get those three guys out there, I think that would present a huge, huge challenge for other teams. If I had to go for a player that I would pick, I'm looking at guys like I said earlier, I'm all for going more defensive line. So a guy like Darius Robinson out of Mizzou or even Chop Robinson out of Penn State could be enticing options for me. But if I had to have my dream, Steiny, my dream would be Troy Fautanu out of Washington, offensive tackle. I think he could be an all-pro at all five spots across the offensive line, and he could start wherever you wanted him. It could be center. It could be right tackle. I think he is one of the unicorns in this class. So, but there's going to be some options, and it's going to be fascinating to see what the 49ers actually do at pick 31 if they stay put.
Yeah, Brad, I love that word fascinating because that leads me to my next question. I can remember this day, honest to God, 2021, about the quarterback draft class, and I was telling Steiny, man, there's going to be a 30 for 30, and right now it doesn't look good, and yet the Niners draft a quarterback, mystery relevant, and he comes in for the mistake that was Trey Lance, and he's taken over, you know, the football world. What questions do you have left for Brock Purdy? What's on your sheet this year for him, because there's bags waiting on him? What's next for him in his growth?
I honestly think that his arm could get better. I think when you look at what Brock Purdy had to do to get prepared to even be ready for training camp, he had about 2.5 months from UCL surgery to get ready to go, where it was straight into rehab, straight just being able to like learn how to rethrow with the surgery, and then straight into the season. I think we saw some photos of him this offseason that went a little viral of him looking pretty buff, like he's been in the gym. I think he can improve his mechanics even more. I think we can see even more zip on the ball, and I think we could even see even more improved deep ball from Brock Purdy. So I think I think mentally, he's about as good as where you want to be for a 24-year-old in this league. But I think from the physical standpoint, his body's still maturing, and I think he could find another level to that arm. And I'm excited to see what he looks like without an off season of rehab, without an off season of just trying to get ready for training camp, and just being able to attack it in a very methodical way. And from everything that we've seen and the work he's been doing down in Florida with his quarterback coach, Will Hewitt, it does look like Brock is definitely attacking this offseason the right way. And I think we could see even more fireworks out of him next year.
Brad, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
And just great information. Thanks for your time, man.
Steiny and Goop, thank you so much.
All right, that's Brad Graham. Check him out on his YouTube page at the SF Niners. And a lot of great information from Brad.
Yeah, I hadn't.
You okay?
Yeah, I hadn't seen the...
And you had 20 minutes to cough and turn your mic off.
I'm all right.
Wow. Go ahead.
Wow.
No, you gotta. Now you have to.
Who
continue.
Needs friends with a partner like this? Hey, I hadn't seen the viral videos of Brock. Did he look a little buff?
Let me tell you what the viral video looks like. It looks exactly like the video of James Wiseman dribbling the length of the court
physique,
in cones.
I don't know if you've seen it, Evan. Oh, he put on a little muscle.
Well, if you saw James Wiseman put up a top three MVP campaign the year before, it might look a little bit better.
Thank you. Take that.
That type. That's why you not don't fine. Need Ayuk, because you got a top three quarterback.
Nah, Ayuk not going anywhere.
Bye bye.
He said defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. What illusions this guy has of grandeur, this Brandon Ayuk. We need more than one good year from you.
Remember, they say Ayuk when he catches the ball. Ayuk.
Yeah, they're not going to be doing that next year. Eric in San Francisco. What's going on, Eric? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. What are your thoughts on the fact that...
You hate to
sounds
see
like
it.
He's getting mugged.
He cannot.
Stay safe, yeah. Stay safe.
What was the gentleman's name, Eric?
Yeah.
Eric can call back. Terrible
connection.
Yeah, very bad connection.
Brock, get some arm strength, huh? He did, man, 2.5 months.
He's got a weak arm.
He didn't say that.
That's what he said. He better get better at the deep ball.
No, but I'm saying
I like my quarterbacks who can throw the ball more than 30 yards.
UCL surgery and then worked and got ready, man. So you got to give him that. But what an offseason. Where's he at? Florida?
Hey, where's the Super Bowl this upcoming year?
I should know this.
I know.
I want to say New Orleans.
Okay. They got a shot. We still got to figure out what this guy can do when it's damp outside.
Oh, the wet ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can't throw. If it's not 75 and sunny, we got an issue.
Well, thing it's in a dome then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got a shot.
Jimmy couldn't throw a wet ball.
You got to keep. Jimmy could throw anything.
Well, he won in Green Bay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
in
right.
Like two throws.
Hey.
Another game IU couldn't get open.
Damn you.
They just couldn't.
You need someone to throw you the ball.
Yeah, you need somebody to get open. He has gotten a little better getting off the line, but boy, when they press on him, man, sometimes it takes that extra count that it takes Ayuk to get off the line. That's the difference between a 20-yard completion and a sack, especially when your quarterback's not athletic.
Look at you throwing shade at Jimmy.
This team stinks.
So is a turnstile at right guard.
Let's put the rat on the table at 12:50. Give me my love for knowing where the Super Bowl was at. Yeah, I've got that one.
You literally didn't know.
I said New Orleans.
You said, I should know this.
And then I said New Orleans. But
correct.
I knew it.
Evan got it. That's on Evan's ledger.
See, this is, yeah.
No, that's
good job. I got it.
Evan's got that.
Give me my propers.
Nope.
Point goo.
Yeah, thank you. Because could you
that's
imagine
fine,
had it been
game.
In Miami
fine,
and
take
I
it off
said
Evans
New Orleans,
ledger.
He would have been like, oh,
you know what?
Boy. Never. Take that for data.
No, put the win on Kay's ledger.
What did Kay do?
He isn't as arrogant as you guys, so he deserves the win.
Yeah, I mean, I already got too many points today, so we're just getting
Evan, wow. I like E.
He's all right.
Yeah. What do we do without him? We got to rank our producers. We've had some.
And the show always goes on.
Evan, I got a couple text messages
Evan,
that week
that's
I was
him
out.
Talking, dude. Guru, yeah, you're phenomenal.
Guru, you came in on Wednesday after you laid to rest your auntie.
Miss Palmer, yeah.
And we did a crossover with Willard. And the whole show, the whole crossover was about, and you agreed with him, how when somebody leaves a job or leaves this earth, it takes about 36 hours. And they're forgotten.
That, Evan, don't even listen to this. Man.
If we walked out of the office today.
I understand the show goes on. Okay. I get that.
What's going on here?
You're not here tomorrow? Is that correct?
You worried?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm in tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I thought you said he was out.
No.
Monday, is he out?
No.
When are you out?
You worried of when I'm going to be out next?
This is like, what's going on in that pea brain?
I could have sworn somebody said Evan's not going to be here tomorrow and Monday.
Oh, no, out meaning the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Oh,
after
yeah.
the show.
Oh. Yeah. Payday Friday.
How could I get
None
something
of us are gonna
so
be
important
there.
Mixed up with something right. so trivial?
Boy.
You stiffed me the last 3 days.
Dude, so. I didn't like how you did him, too.
You know what I'm finding out? You
stiffen us Monday.
You guys need me. You guys
Stardy,
need me so bad.
We went different locations last Friday. Got in the caddy.
That's why
had company.
That's why I couldn't go.
Yeah.
I got to stick to my
You were
routine.
Thinking about us, though.
We thought about it. Dana and I thought about making a city
why
run.
Why did he? Come on.
Yeah,
you gave me an ETA.
Yeah, that's what pissed me off.
I always do that.
That's right.
Be there in 25.
I go, he coming? Yeah. Please.
25 later. Yeah, sorry, I'm out.
Let's go to Dave in San Jose. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
Hey, Tiny, what's going on, dude? What's up, man?
There you go.
Hey, let's go. It's draft day.
Thank
Come
you.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, all right, so here's what I got, man. You know, I love Ayuk, man. I think we all do as Niner fans. He brings an explosive threat. But you have two options. You trade him today or you call his bluff. Now with what it is, I'm looking at this list. I think we all seen it today, the list of 49ers free agents, starting corners, Greenlaw, Huff, for next year. And, you know, with, I think you – and Brock, of course, I think you have to trade him. And I think what that, though, I mean, wide receivers, those have kind of been one of those positions where you can plug and play
yes.
a kid from the draft, you know? So yeah. It's going to be tough, fellas, but I think he does get traded today.
Oh. Thanks, yeah. Dave.
Call us tomorrow, D.
I mean, it's not the end of the world if he's wrong.
No, I'm just –
he said I think he
traded.
Might be – yeah, you don't know.
No, I'm just
– in fact,
he's not getting traded. You agree. Dave, you think right now you would bet if you were at the counter, you're not going anywhere. They've played, what did Kawakami say, chicken? And there's crashes. That was a good line. Come on, Stein. They played chicken with Bosa. He got his break.
They played no chicken with Bosa. Everybody
held out.
Everybody knew Bosa was getting signed.
But why did it take so long?
This guy's not as valuable as Bosa. Yeah. That's why there's more uncertainty.
What about Debo? He played chicken, requested a trade. That worked out. He came back. 19 problems.
Yes, but those are two impact players.
So was Ayuk.
Yeah, he's more a run-of-the-mill wide receiver.
I love Ayuk.
He doesn't have the, you know what?
He has the ha-ha stuff.
No, he doesn't. Not like Debo.
The catch against Detroit in the playoff game, that acrobatic catch that was an interception.
Okay.
Let's put it around.
Okay.
That thing was
Evan.
A pick.
And
come on now. That thing was in the air waiting. No.
Who has more ha-ha, Debo or Ayuk? It's not even close.
All right, I'll give you that.
It's not even close.
And no shade in
it's
that.
It's the freight train,
Debo
Samuel.
Who has
more
red cross between the two?
That's because he runs harder.
That's so
you're going to hold it against Debo Samuel because he runs harder than Ayuk.
Whose Carfax report is longer, Evan?
Well, Ayuk's just a more smooth player. That's his
great
game
call.
Finesse.
I don't think Debo Samuel's game is aesthetically pleasing, though.
Yeah.
Like, he just runs
Campbell.
Through
that's why he's more valuable.
But
he's
I wouldn't hit my wagon to that, Steiny. I wouldn't hit my wagon to that.
You already did.
He left the Green Bay playoff game.
The issue is that how much longevity can you get out of Debo?
Yeah.
Debo will be traded next offseason. Put it in the cap, Kay. Yep, put it in the cap.
Or cut.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened?
You'll be wrong again. That's all. It's going to happen.
I can't believe you wanted Evan off.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that just was amazing.
No, he doesn't is the thing.
Yeah, no doubt. He was worried.
Debo, stop acting as though.
Look at Kay coming in with that.
Stop acting as though Debo Samuel's injury prone.
What do you want me to do?
Stop acting like he's injury prone.
What happened in the playoff game against the Packers?
He missed like 7 plays. It's football.
No, Stein, he missed a whole half. Buddy.
Oh, and what happened?
They barely won. Yeah,
Is that what we're doing?
Not because of him.
He missed a half.
No, Stein,
he's injury prone.
That's all.
I'll go look up his numbers. And I'll translate
his
them for
injuries
you.
Are when
we got to go.
He's like Bogey.
No, we got to go.
Anthony Davis when he's on the ground. Oh no! Is he going to get up? We got to go.
Might be the toughest player in the NFL on 95.7 The Game.
How? What you mean you're not done? You are done.